is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Baja Retreat and Spa, Bonful Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Da Vinci Printing Innovators, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, the IAAF World Relays Bahamas, and Marco's Pizza.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Excuse me for the interruption. Moikam, and a quick reminder to say, this coming Friday, and I'm please come over the lawn. You went to see my number one town round town. And it's a Friday evening, boom! The people have tired of working. Bada bada, Lord, they made the disco playing, boom! It made them feel like dancing. Ain't no summer set. Britain will be great and with the disco operator. 5 double 18 and a 6 feet. And it's a DJ Talk.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. It is a beautiful day. Another gorgeous day. I did a tremendous amount of things. I had someone come and look at my yard in terms of landscaping. Got to do some cleanup and whatnot. It's a beautiful day. We even washed the car today. Some of the kids are off. Some of the kids are getting off a little early. I hope you guys are good this weekend as you prepare for it. I don't know what you guys do on the weekend, but whatever you do, make sure you do so decently. Can we say that? Do it decently. I got my little straw hat on. Feel sexy today. I may get some Kong salad for the woman. Praise God. We're going to be able to do we can do some stuff, guys. It's a beautiful day. Sort of a laid-back Friday. I want you guys to join in conversation. I'm supposed to have Garth with me. Maybe he forgot. I'm not going to fight him. But nonetheless, we're here. You're here. I'm here. We're going to be able to join in a great conversation. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at Baja Retreat. They got this spa week going on, guys. I hope that you're hearing about it, and I'm hoping that you're participating. If you got that kind of kink in your back, right, that kink in your neck, and you want to be able to get it rubbed out, if you want to be able to get a nice massage, so forth and so on, if you've been thinking about it, if you have been neglecting yourself for a very long time as it relates to being able to, you know, pamper yourself, right? If your feet are hard and it looks like claws on your heel, maybe you need to go and get a pedicure. Talk to me. Let's just be very clear about this. If your hands are hard every time someone shakes your hand, they say, ow, maybe you got to get a pedicure. Get those things, a manicure. You got to get these things taken care of. We're living, it doesn't make any sense. I remember one time I wanted my aunts, you know, they do the thing. My aunt, my mother used to work with my aunt up in Hair and Nails Plus, right? That's what it's called in Eight Mile. And I said, wow, I wanted my aunt to do my feet. Grammy said, boy, if you don't stop your foolishness and go down to the bay and scrub your foot on a hard rock, we're no longer in this time. We don't have to go on the bay and scrub our feet on the rock, right? Go down to Baja Retreat. They got some wonderful things going on. Spa week is here. It's $55 in up spa treatments available, but only at Baja Retreat Spa. They have the best spa week ever. Spa week gift certificate starts at $55 and up. Start by the locations on East Bay Street or give them a call at 323-6711. That's 323-6711. Or purchase a gift certificate online at www.baharetreat.com. That's baharetreat.com. You can also come and purchase a gift certificate at our retail prices, right? They got all the information there. You can get your massages. You can get facials, manicures, pedicures, body sugaring at the best deals ever. During spa, we can also get 20% off. 20% off. And more on all retail products like Eminence Organic Skin Products, Pure Fiji Body Oil Products, and Chamomile Rose Hair Products. Chamomile Rose Hair Products. It's spa week time, and you deserve the best. Treat yourself or treat someone special. Give me a call, like I said, 323-6711, 323-6711, or hit them up on the WhatsApp, 544-1855, 544-1855, BajaRetreat.com, BajaRetreat.com. You can find them on Facebook or Instagram. Don't forget to purchase your spa week gift certificate online. It's a beautiful day, guys. Make sure you check out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. They are number 407 Blue Hill Road South. They get everything in terms of you being able to go in and get yourself some insurance if you're interested in that. If you're looking for those things, if you get SDs, or your taxis, you get jitneys, and you want to kind of do something in-house and you want to be able to do that, you might not have all the bub up front. They can definitely take good care of you. Ask for my good friend, Etheric Bowe, and he'd be more than happy to assist you. They're open tomorrow, which is Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tomorrow, Saturday, get yourself insured and assured to be able to kind of move forward in these dreams that you got. Give them a call, 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. Still shouts out to Da Vinci. Da Vinci's got everything for you if you're in the market for your books, your pamphlets, your graphics, any of those things, printing. Go down to my good, decent people at DaVinciPrinting242.com, DaVinciPrinting242.com. Check them out, Village Road Shopping Center. They are, if not the best, they're the closest. Let's make these things happen, guys. It's a beautiful day. Give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there as to exactly what's going on in this day and time right now. You can be able to see exactly what defends oversight of games. Minister of LOC never responded to audit concerns. Insist on overspending took place for 2023 games. Mitchell attacks media over audit reporting, and more than 200 Haitians repatriated. Pits serve in Haiti. And then Iran fires air defense batteries in provinces as explosions heard near Isfahan, right? Guys, you got to pick up the Guardian newspaper. This Mario Boleg in this kind of a position is vehement. He is vehemently defending his particular position and says he stands behind it 100%. I want to talk about this. I want to talk about what's happening as we continue to be able to move forward. I didn't take a time. I think it's rude. I think it's rude when the guest is in front of us for us to kind of psychoanalyze what we heard, right? But we normally have a conversation about it. I've had some very quiet conversations as to the interview with Travis Robinson on Monday. Quietly, people gave me calls and said that, you know, Howard, I thought he did very well. I thought it was an excellent interview. Howard, he did matured well. Howard, you know, he looks good as it relates to being able to move towards politics, so forth and so on. I think I only have one critique. I think he was phenomenal, Travis Robinson, in his particular capacity. But I have one critique. Howard Grant will remain middle of the road. If my objective is to be able to serve the people with a passion that I have, for the tribulations that I've gone through, and I focus on this sort of this mission, this objective, this vision to kind of move forward, right? The one critique that I would have is that I would serve the organization. My allegiance, verbally and otherwise, all the movements as the party looks for its footing from a leadership standpoint. I know that leadership sits in this particular stead. Know that Michael Pintard holds on to this position as leader at this moment, right? I know that allegiance is crucial. I know that
Both Michael Pintard and Dr. Minnis is looking for those particular persons that can be able to support their positions if they're vying in the event that they're moving towards leadership for the organization. I can't fight that. In the person of Travis Robinson, for Howard Grant, this is only for me, because men have to do what they have to do. But for Howard Grant, I believe that Travis Robinson's his capability from a political standpoint and the life that can exist for him within politics requires him to sit in a space of neutrality right now. This is only Howard. Don't fight me. The allegiance that you show at this juncture is to the constitution of the organization, the strengthening of the organization, and the leadership that sits in the seat. That's it. That's the language that you have. Similar to the language that Dr. Minnis has. When he says, there is only one leader at a time in the Free National Movement, and that's true. And so serving beyond a leader is the allegiance to the leader, not necessarily allegiance to the organization. Does that make sense? I said, that's the only critique I had. But, you know, and, you know, I think that the lines and the sand are drawn within the organization. And I think people have to stand on one side or the other. I've seen some people present themselves neutral at the forefront and then quietly whisper one thing or the other. All right, that's a different story. But when you come and you make this sort of a strong declaration into the public domain, what in the event, what hypothetically, right, as we pull this kind of a concept out of the clouds, hypothetically, what happens? What happens? One day convention, strong, hooting, hollering, we walk in, Pintard. The ballots count, Minnis win. Then what? I don't think your capacity and what you have to give is so important for the next generation. I don't think it should be compromised. I just want to be decent as I say this. Travis is my guy. And I love the way that he's matured politically. I love that there are seasoned politicians that wouldn't answer questions that I put before him. And definitely would not answer like he did. He had good temperament. He was consistent. He didn't have an undertone, something behind his throat, some sense of annoyance. He was consistent in terms of what he said. He was optimistic, and he was he didn't hit me with talking points, but not formality of the talking points. He pulled them in, definitely. Right? I like it, man. I think that this is the representation of what new politicians need to look and sound like as it relates to being able to move forward. I like that he's committed to new leadership in the Free National Movement, but, you know, I ask him quietly, what does it do to allegiance? What does it do to the fact that Dr. Minnis has afforded him an opportunity as it relates to being able to be exposed? And he said, Howard, you know, we always have to kind of acknowledge the opportunities that we were given, opportunities that I was given. And then he started to talk about the seasons of serving the constituency that he was in. Always being able to pay allegiance and being able to give good recognition for the opportunities that he's gotten with Dr. Minnis. But he says, Howard, you know, let's not forget something now. Promotion comes by God. Let's not wrap ourselves up in this kind of a concept that, hey, listen, a man has given this to me. Promotion comes by God. And if I was promoted by God and the next season's for me to be able to move, that promotion too would come by God. So I'm excited to hear that. I'm excited to have these kind of a conversations about the next dispensation of leaders. I want to be able to talk to, over the course of the next few weeks, to young politicians, right? It may be difficult to talk to those that sit in the seat of power right now because, you know, the proverbial whip is always on. And I don't want to be able to kind of tamper with their kind of positions as they move forward and get themselves recognized and really acclimated to what's happening within their organization. But I need to hear from the heart of a young politician. I need to hear about whether or not we're on the right course. I need to hear about the assessment as you make about the state of affairs and whether or not we're on the right course. I think we have identified prospects of leaders. I think for the most part, there isn't thrown into the fray, there is no woman at the pinnacle of leadership. As I mentioned, one woman or another, I was scolded quietly, very quietly. Howard, what are you doing? I'm not going to fight you. Rest assured, I will not bother with it again. Because that's not what the intent is. The intent is recognition based upon what was displayed publicly. We recognize what was displayed publicly. We make an assessment on it and say whether or not this empathetic leadership and strength of a woman would be required in this particular time. You can fight me for it. I can pull back. So at the forefront right now in the fray, Michael Pintard, formerly, and leadership in the PLP, Philip Breve Davis. That's formally. The speculation is that former Prime Minister Minnis seeks to kind of move in this position. But I just want to know, from the three that we see, who do you identify qualified, not from a historic standpoint, but futuristically in terms of their vision, what they've been able to cast for the people? Who do you identify from a leadership standpoint? If we can, their politics for 2 seconds. Who do we identify out of the three men that we just spoke of that has the type of vision to be able to move us towards 2026 and beyond? Now, when you take this assessment, think about the future. Think about what's being said about what's happening from a global standpoint. Think about wars and what's happening in that particular stead. Think about progressive technology. Think about shifting tides. Think about rising sea levels. Think about Dubai now underwater. Think about these things. Think about global shifts and who's prepared from a mental standpoint and can articulate a vision to move the Bahamas forward. I'll have this kind of a conversation with you guys. Guys, the number is 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the family violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. We're going to take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and get right back after this.
Foundation. Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza and occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Contact DaVinci Printing Innovators today for all your printing needs. Customized receipt books, NCR forms, invitations, event tickets, program booklets, business and ID cards, flyers, posters, and banners. They're scanning, printing, lamination, and binding services. Also, a variety of office supplies. No design, no problem. Dedicated graphic designers are ready to serve you. DaVinci Printing Innovators, located in the Village Road Shopping Plaza. Stop in or call 677-2922 or browse services online at www.davinciprinting242.com. Where printing is an art.
Why settle for an ordinary burger when you can indulge in the new Farmhouse King at Burger King Nassau? Sink your teeth into two juicy flame-grilled beef patties piled high with crisp bacon, American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and a spicy mayo sauce that adds bold flavor to every bite. Enjoy the new Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or if you're feeling extra hungry, try the King's Feast, available exclusively at Burger King Nassau.
Here's to the go-getters, the early risers, and the late-night dreamers. You, the visionaries, painting futures in your mind, in your studio, your office, your sacred space. Here's to the adventurers, explorers of every realm, To you, the innovators, turning the cogs of progress in a world where connection is a lifeline, a pathway to possibilities. Alive is the perfect connection for everyone, every lifestyle, every day.
Visit BeAlive.com today.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9. The lines are wide open. If you want to be a part of the conversation, I don't know whether or not you hate the monotony of going down the, sort of the same path, but the issue in our country is leadership. That's it. There's no two ways about it. There's no two ways about it. Whether it is or the lack thereof, it's leadership. There's no two ways about it. I think a lot of persons want to move away from it because you don't want to kind of stare that leave. That there can be modifications to this, that we can do anything, that this is hard and fast, and this is the gargoyle that actually is grown on the side. You know that cement gargoyle on the side of the Ephesus, like the big cathedrals, right? You know that? You just feel like that's there, that's permanent. That's what you believe, that your beliefs is that, how are we can't do anything about it? Let's not talk about it. Let's act like it doesn't exist, and let's not talk about it. But I don't agree with that. I don't. I believe that we're in this kind of a space that we are making a difference. I know that we are. I know that we are. I know that we're making a difference. Whether we see the action subtle or if it's pronounced to deny a particular position from a political leadership standpoint, we are making a difference in this space. And I want to encourage you to continue to push forward. I want to encourage you to do what you must in terms of contribution to make this thing happen. Lines are wide open. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands. I saw the call. Anywhere from the family of islands. 242-300-5720. Hit me up. 422-4796. Go ahead, caller. I see you tried to call back about three or four times. Hopefully you don't. Well, let's just be very clear. It ain't my fault. Let's just put it like that. There's a couple of texts coming through, right? This is Good Day, Howard. You convinced me that you is a PLP because every day you pop it on the FNM. Take it easy, man. Get a job. Come on. I have a job. I have several jobs, and I have various companies. I don't know what you're doing. You're wilding out. I think you're wilding out. And sometimes, you know, you're wilding out in the deep. You're doing way too much. This is my responsibility. This is my job. The FNM sucks at this particular juncture. The FNM, an organization that I was extremely enthusiastic in being able to support. The FNM, and my mother is a member of parliament. The FNM sucks. At this point, now they're finding their footing. They're finding their strength. They're finding their voice. Every dispensation of leadership has to be able to find something internally and externally. The FNM has yet to find that. They have yet to find that. I think Pintar did a wonderful job as it relates to being able to connect internally. As people continue to tell me, Howard, he got 70, 75% of the council. But that's not what I'm hearing on the street. And if I push you, the only reason I chastise you is because I love you. Not in a bad way. Don't fight me. Take the constructive criticism. Develop yourself. Move forward. Michael Pintar did a phenomenal job when he sat with me. And made me see him in a different light. But that doesn't show... that doesn't actually apply to the body FNM. Let me give you an example. I see a caller. I see you, caller. Don't fight me. You come in 2 seconds. I told you about the night that Don Sanders passed away. And condolences to Don Sanders and his family who continue to be able to bereave the life that was and his position and sharing the memories that existed. We too are doing the exact same thing. Don Sanders passed away. Was murdered. The former prime minister showed up.
as we're watching what's happening on Gambia. I tell you, I got ZNS open, Eyewitness open, and our news open. Everything open up on all my things. I flipping from one thing to another, and I'm watching. And I'm watching that in the midst of bereavement, in the midst of one of the lowest points that we can identify from a political standpoint, in the midst of it, an organization that understands what leadership is, an organization that hold the ranks in the helm of leadership in this country. They're no strangers to it. They understand exactly what this is. This is not the DNA, the COI, the BDM. This is the FNM. They're not unfamiliar with this. They understand this. I'm watching. And as I watch, two fractions exist within the Free National Movement as I'm looking on the camera. I'm looking in from wherever I am. And I watch a grouping congregate in one area and another grouping congregate. You can't even find neutrality and unity in death. That is bananas. This is only observation. This is only observation. You're not even united when bereavement falls on all of us. What do you want about the Free National Movement? That's your business. That's not going to stop me from being able to make these observations. And one day out of seven, it will permeate the thick skull of this kind of a steadfast, stiff-necked concept that exists within politics today. We have to evolve to resolve the issues in this country. And sometimes that means letting some things go. Sometimes that means having a very clear conversation. We haven't seen any of that. Lines are wide open. Telephone call on the line. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, my brother?
Right. We ain't going to fight you down.
Praise God. Don't fight me.
Listen, what could Dr. Menes come to us now and tell us? He sit in the seat. Mr. Pindad sit under him. Mr. Pindad watched Dr. Menes carry out some things that the Bahamian people was not pleased with. Mr. Pindad, here Dr. Menes said when he get back in power again, he going to take care of the poor. These people will always remember that same movie that they stood down and watched. And they ain't not going to pay that no mind what Mr. Pindad say. Maybe somebody with, like, Dr. Sands, maybe Desmond Bannister.
Ooh.
No, I
write these things down. Go on, but I can fight you.
Well, I'm only saying, maybe somebody like Dr. Sands, maybe Desmond Bannister, maybe somebody else. But Mr. Pindad, I don't think he needs
so this. In your mind, he's complicit.
He need more coaching. And he robbed too much. You see? If he could just keep focus, he maybe will be considered. But you don't need to prove the point to the nation. You always robbing and carrying on. No. You see? So, I believe they got a long way to go. Now the PLP is making some error, and the PLP is doing some things that the payment people is not pleased with, and they better get their act together. You see? Like the Prime Minister say, rape is rape, and he got to stand by that. Don't mind this woman running on the campaign trail like a wild train, forcing the government to say, well, pass this in the law and stuff like that. Why this woman don't go straight across the board? Why she don't run a campaign about lesbian, about homosexual, teaching the little train them and stuff like that. Why she don't come straight across the board?
Who woman are we talking about? Because I feel like I lost right now. Tell me, which woman are we talking about?
Sandra Dean Patterson.
Okay, I'm not going to fight you. Go ahead.
Okay. They run a campaign about marital rape. You understand? Go straight across the board. Say marital rape. Say two women that get married too. Why don't say, well, if this woman forced this woman into something she ain't want to do, put the charge to her, too. put the child to the gay man also. Don't just attack marriage, man. This is a spirit trait from the pit of hell.
Wow.
You see?
I appreciate you, man.
And my last point is, I don't blame the prime minister that don't let the don't tell the Christian council them nothing. What they want to know, he need to open the church up in the daytime that people can come in there, have prayer meeting, and feed the people them. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. You said a mouthful today. You said a mouthful today. I'm not going to fight you. You said a mouthful today, right? First and foremost, from a formal standpoint, Dr. Dwayne Sand of the organization and has never articulated, now it has been said of him, but he has never taken on a posture and a position that he seeks to be able to vie and put his name forward for the leadership of the organization. That is bananas. The thought and concept is crazy for me, one. Secondly, Bannister. After he made a formal inquest via letter and sending it into the organization and leadership, saying to them they should go to a one-day convention to be able to settle so forth and so on a few months back, leadership indicated to him that we didn't even know that you were formally still a part of this. You don't come to meetings. You don't do this. You don't do that. Non-participatory. In the organization right now, from an organization standpoint, we have seen him traveling with Dr. Minnis, being able to have conversations, so forth and so on. But not from a formal standpoint, the Free National Movement's leadership is indicating that he was not and is not a part. As two people you put on the table, which I thought was peculiar. It's a strong position that you've taken. Very strong. But I don't believe that Dr. Sands could win leadership of the Free National Movement. I don't. Not even because I don't like him. Not even because I don't think that he's articulate. Maybe he's not adept, he's not smart. That's not what I believe. I think that he's a genius in his field. He's very good at what he does. We've spoken about this ad nauseum. Dr. Sands went in Elizabeth 3 times, which is a microcosm of politics in the country. 2 times, he was beaten by one who we presume to be a foreigner. Twice he was beaten by them. And then the 3rd time, he was beaten by a novice, brand new politician, young girl. In many instances, from a political standpoint. From a political standpoint. Beat him. How would this translate in the organization of the Free National Movement? You don't think these are the same people? These are the same people in your constituency. The outcome will be the same. This ain't a one-shot thing. He's been consistent at this. Now, he's a tremendous amount of support from former Prime Minister Hubert Ingram. But can that translate to victory for you? See, that's the thing. When a man push you over the victor's line, you still have to be able to hold the wreath of victory on your neck and carry the weight and responsibility of what is required in the organization. And his chairman's capacity right now, even with the mishap of what we've seen with Don, which is deputy chair, we've heard more from upper leadership in the organization and those around the peripheral than the chairman. I just want to be as decent as I can when I say this. I make no allegations, no speculations, and throw no jitters. I'm simply saying from an observation standpoint, how will this translate to leadership? I think we say things because we feel comfortable about it. We feel like I could throw another name in there. But have you thought about this? Next call on the line, go ahead.
Hello. Howard.
Hey, what's up, my dear?
How are you today?
All is well. What you say?
Happy
Friday to you.
Listen, I don't know whether man was talking about this now. He kind of remind me of Sparky a bit. He ran off the bat. However,
I ain't gonna fight him.
The F&M party have a leader. They continue to tell you that they have a
every
leader.
Single, that's
even Dr. Minnis.
Amen.
Admit that we have a leader. You know, he's saying they need to get it together as if he's probably not a part of the F&M, so that's why he's saying what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
However, at the end of the day, what the PLP government now is doing, it's not small. People don't look at that as being small. Look at the Carista. Look at the amount of money that is missing, and they just acting as if no big deal. You think we can let that slide? What we did with Dr. Didn't they say Dr. Menace couldn't win?
They did say that.
Okay, and he win?
He did.
He came right off the bat, but then when he showed them who he was and how he operate, no nonsense person, they threw him away. Then what they do? They holler and scream for him to come back.
Yeah.
So now they're saying the same thing with Pintad. You think, because they think Pintad is not strong enough in their view, that means he won't win? No, man, they said Perry couldn't win either. But look what happened.
Yeah.
Okay? The now Prime Minister, Mr. Davis, he sat right next to Perry when Perry did what he did. And we gave him a chance?
He did.
Okay, so what's the difference between giving Mr. Pintad a chance? I love Mr. Pintad and the way he carries himself. He don't come off as being rowing to me. You know, he come off as he is trying to make a point, and he's strongly making his point, and he wants you to see he ain't beating around the bush with what he have to say. That's how I view it. I mm-hmm. may be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But I like him. You know, give the man a chance. A lot of persons were saying Mr. Davis couldn't do it because of his quote-unquote supposed past. Didn't he do it?
We did, but you know, I think we measure men for future, for leadership positions by men that we've seen before. We don't measure men by the environment that exists both locally and globally. We measure them by the stories that we've heard of leaders. We measure them by the Malcolm X's and the Martin Luther Kings. We measure them by the Moses. We don't measure them by the Warren Buffetts or, you know, these particular men who are in elevated capacities, who are using their brain as opposed to their bronze. Right.
And I feel like that's what Mr. Pindad is doing. He's using his brain.
I do believe that.
And you watch him, he pick what he wants to talk about. There are some things I feel like he should be talking about in there that he don't open his mouth and say anything about. Because he choose what to say, when to say, because he's doing it smartly. And I feel like he'll make a very good prime minister when his time comes. You understand? So
yeah.
I don't feel like there's no nothing to do with how strong you look. You know, appearance is a serious thing. I thought Mr. Davis was going to have us attack and fix. And I talk about it. I thought he was coming there to right some wrongs. And you know what I'm saying?
I never, ever, 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 one day ever thought that. Never.
I did.
Never.
I did. And I am so highly disappointed. That's probably why I'm so disappointed. Because
but it's almost impossible for him to do that.
He sat in second chair and he saw how, see, unlike like Mr.
He was a deputy prime minister for 3 decades. Let me tell you why.
So he knew how things are run. He knew what needs to be done. He knows how to do it. He knows what to do, when to do, and so on and so forth. So this is why I figure that he had us packed and ready to go.
I don't know.
You understand? Unfortunately, we were packed, but only him going.
I appreciate your telephone call, my dear. Thank you so very kindly for that. I feel different from this. Let me tell you why. The Prime Minister has sat in Deputy Prime Minister's capacity for, I want to say close to, when was he serving with, as third chair to the law firm for former Prime Minister Perry Christie and former Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham? He sat under them. He sat under their tutelage. I knew that this was inevitable. I knew that he has been setting himself up strategically for leadership for a long time. I knew that he could have beaten former Prime Minister Perry Christie at the convention before last. I knew because people were coming around the radio stations, both on air and off air, advocating for him and indicating that he's the man for this time. They had to pull back because there was a conversation that was held. And they said, listen, I can step back after this brief. It'll be all for you. But let me do this particular thing at this time. And that's what we're seeing now. I never see anything different. I knew that he could only lean towards the way of being able to be articulate and a showboat as it relates to being able to deal with people like either former Prime Minister Christie, or he could be more forceful in identifying what's necessary and being able to deal with the tangibles on the ground and dealing with business like Hubert Ingram. But we've gotten him sort of a happy medium of both. He gives us good personality, good pizzazz. He gives me good conversation, so forth and so on. He's traveling and he's touching these things. But it's, some things are just, he hasn't differentiated his leadership style to identify who Brave Davis is in that particular capacity for Howard Grant. I like him. I do. I think he's good. I think there's room for growth, significant room for growth. But he hasn't really shown us his tenacity from a leadership standpoint. And I think as soon as he identifies what that is, as time runs out, as time keeps on ticking, I think he's going to be able to show us the type of leader that he wants. Now, would it take the type of opposition for him to be able to hone into that strength? It may. Now, the question, does that opposition exist within Michael Pintard or former Prime Minister Hubert Minnis? That's it. These are the questions that we ask. You got to let me take a commercial break, guys. Get to news and be right back after this.
Foundation. Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Contact DaVinci Printing Innovators today for all your printing needs. Customized receipt books, NCR forms, invitations, event tickets, program booklets, business and ID cards, flyers, posters, and banners. There's scanning, printing, lamination, and binding services. Also, a variety of office supplies. No design, no problem. Dedicated graphic designers are ready to serve you. DaVinci Printing Innovators, located in the Village Road Shopping Plaza. Stop in or call 677-2922 or browse services online at www.davinciprinting242.com. Where printing is an art.
Why settle for an ordinary burger when you can indulge in the new Farmhouse King at Burger King Nassau? Sink your teeth into two juicy flame-grilled beef patties piled high with crisp bacon, onions, a fried egg, and a spicy mayo sauce that adds bold flavor to every bite. Enjoy the new Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or if you're feeling extra hungry, try the King's Feast, available exclusively at Burger King Nassau.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.